Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the another new episode of the Giriraj Asar podcast. And काफ़ी लंबे time के बाद मैं podcast episode record कर रहा हूँ. So this is the special podcast for growth hackers, SaaS guy which is want to be start their company on SaaS. So today's podcast guest is Udit Goneka. Udit Goneka is the CEO of the Pitch Ground and he started their first entrepreneurs journey age of 17. ही बिल्ड है वर्ड प्रेस सिक्योरिटी प्लेगन जिससे उन्होंने 7 figure के अप्रोक्स मनी भी अर्न किए. तो 17 years से अभी आई थिंक इज ऑन 2 to 3 बिजनेसेस. तो इट्स ए अमेजिंग टॉक. बहुत सारी चीज़ों में बातें की हैं हमने उनसे, ग्रोथ, पर्सनल ग्रोथ, कॉलेज एंड स्कूल्स एज वेल एज कम्युनिटी मैनेजर, स्टार्टअप, बिजनेस, सास. एग्जैक्टली सास क्या होता है? Listen the full episode after this quick intro. Hey guys, what's up? I'm a Giriraj Asar, your host and your dost, and you are listening now the Giriraj Asar podcast. It's all about personal branding and digital marketing, and where I share my 100% practical knowledge and my personal branding journey, and also sharing some interviews of some digital influencers.
Hi Udit, thank you so much for joining in the Giriraj Asar podcast, and it will be really appreciation for me to be here, and thank you so much once again. No words for me to be there.
Thank you, it's all mine. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, and also how's going in your side, everything on Pitch Ground and everything is all?
I think everything is really very great. We have been able to achieve a product market platform fit, basically, where more and more users are getting to know about us every day. More and more users are leveraging the software that are so affordable on our platform every day. And because of that, we have seen our users growing tremendously. The software which used to cost them $10,000, $15,000 a year earlier, now is barely costing them $500,000. That's it. Right. So that has helped the companies that are purchasing from us quite a lot. And the growth is significant. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people are talking about us. People are sharing about our platform with other people. And that word of mouth is so very important, because no matter how much you do all sorts of marketing, if people don't talk about your platform or your products or your brand, it is very hard to grow. So it's always the customers who wins, and it's the customer that makes the company win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same. And honestly, yesterday I watched a video of Kunal Shah. He's a Delta companies. He's sharing some great example of some Delta companies like Truecaller, Uber, Ola. How they are like spread their awareness without of using ad. So it's very important to mouth marketing, because it's very easy to build a loyalty and trust. Agar aap ad dekh ke company ka ja rahe ho to shayad wo trust build nahi hota, but someone, your friend is suggested you Pitch Ground ya phir koi bhi software, so we are like usko kaafi acche se seriously lete hain, trust kaafi build ho jata hai, because you know your friend jisne bhi mouth to mouth आपसे बोला है, तो इट विल बी ग्रेट. एंड आल्सो आई रीड ऑनेस्टली अबाउट यू, यू आर रनिंग ए वेरी लाइक 2 to 3 ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, और वो भी काफी, उनका रिवेन्यू ग्रोथ बहुत अच्छा है. यू आर रीच टू मेनी 2 to 3 कंपनी ऑफ 7 figure. तो लेट्स स्टार्ट फर्स्ट टॉक ऑन योर लेटेस्ट कंपनी इज नाउ गोइंग ऑन ट्रेंडिंग, एवरी पर्सन इज टॉकिंग अबाउट ऑन Pitch Ground. सो व्हाट एग्जैक्टली Pitch Ground इज?
Pitch Ground is a SaaS marketplace where creators, small business owners, small founders, single person, one man army. So we build the platform for those people who can afford to buy softwares. Our mission has always been to ensure that education is free. Everyone deserves to be educated. It's a basic human right, and softwares should be affordable. If you're building software, it shouldn't be built for people who are rich. They're already rich, right? Yeah. It should be people who are starting out, because they are the ones who need the help of software the most versus the ones who are already established, right? So with that mission in mind, we started back about 3 years ago, and we have been going consistently every single day, trying to help out businesses every single day. And now after 3 years, we are seeing a lot higher traction because more and more people are hearing about us, but more and more success stories are coming out with the fact that this small business owner has bought a couple of combination of software and now able to run the entire business just by themselves without needing to hire people, right? And that initial money saved for small businesses is massive, right? So for large companies, saving 1 lakh rupees or $1,500 is not something crazy, right? That's peanut for them. But for a small business owner, saving that 1 lakh rupees extra per year or $1,500 per year, that's a very big amount for a small business owner, right? Because they can reinvest that back into, let's say, lead generation campaigns and maybe generate an additional 100 leads for their company where they can convert maybe 2 or 3 customers, right? So that $1,500 can potentially generate another $5,000 for them, which is very, very, very big for small business owners. So that was a mission, and that's how we got started. And today we have amazing range of softwares coming in. We have great SaaS founders who are willing to work with us, who are looking to give an opportunity to small business owners to come on, to come and grab those softwares at such an incredible pricing. So that's where the entire pitch round comes into picture.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly seen your result was very awesome because you are already seen like many of the startup companies and especially on SaaS, because SaaS ko find karna kaafi hard hota hai. Normal logo ke liye, like me, if I using any SaaS product or software, so it's hard to me ki kaun sa choose karun, because market mein bahut sare available hai. So one thing I like on your platform is easy to finding like me, jisko SaaS ka itna idea nahi hota, uske liye bahut easy hai ki wo find kar leta hai easy mein SaaS ko. अकॉर्डिंग टू कि वहां पे सारा मिल जाता है उसको रिव्यूज, एंड आपने जिस तरीके से डाल रखा है सारे प्रोडक्ट्स को, उनका पूरा रिव्यूज मैनेज करके, एंड एवरीथिंग इज लाइक वीडियोस, उसके जो भी सारे फीडबैक, उससे वेरी इजी हो जाता है कि ढूंढना एंड सर्च करना. इट्स रियली गुड. कौन से प्रीमियर प्रोग्राम समथिंग लाइक आल्सो हियर इज मेकिंग द गुड मनी प्रॉफिट प्रोग्राम. Something like
this. Oh, no.
Can you tell me about
it? Was a partnership. It was a
partnership.
So it was so it was our partnership program that we had launched. So we were running our partners program in private beta for almost 2.5 years to ensure that we collect the right feedbacks. We ensure that when we make it public, it should be flawless. So we ran it under beta for a very good amount of time to learn about things, to learn about how certain aspects of the business needs to be run. And we decided to go very slow during the first 2.5 years of running that partnership program, where we were barely onboarding maybe 1 or 2 members a month, not more than that. Because again, learning some of the aspects of the business is so very important, because when you start working with other people, you also have to ensure that everything goes very smooth. And if there are hiccups, those hiccups can be solved out during that process itself. So that when you go public, those hiccups can cost you a lot of money. Yeah. It can cause you a lot of other problems. So in order to avoid that, I always recommend everyone that during the first few years of your business, don't try to have hyper growth, because what will happen is your graph will go up and then it will go down suddenly because one problem comes in and it will cause problems, further problems.
Yeah.
Go slow, make it a linear upward trend. And if there are any hiccups, it will not cause a lot of damage at that stage. And when we ran it for 2.5 years, we thoroughly understood every single process of it, what needs to be done, what we shouldn't do. And again, the most important thing is to learn what we shouldn't do. That's the hardest part to learn in any business or any company. So we ran that. And after that, when we launched, people were excited. People are still very excited. We are getting so many applications every day for people joining in because they see the opportunity. They know that it's a great opportunity for them to grow. But at the same time, all their friends, family today are either on Instagram or are doing some sort of social media marketing or running some small business. They all need software. So it's a great win-win collaboration for everyone at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. Because I recently seen your Instagram, your LinkedIn post. I read the whole article. You are sharing everything, ki how you win in this partnership program. So that's, I feel amazing of it. And also, let's talk about on SaaS, because many of the creators and are not aware in this then new term. I know there is like very good market on the SaaS industry, because SaaS ka sabse achhi cheez jo lagti we are used in the daily to daily life, just like on Zoom. Also, this is the SaaS product, or everyone is using Zoom. So let's what exactly SaaS is.
So SaaS stands for software as a service. It's very hard to scale up a service. To give you an example, it's very hard to manage and scale up if you are running Facebook ads, right? Yeah. Now, if you are an agency and if you want to start scaling up further, you will probably have to end up hiring more people, because managing multiple brands consumes time. Now, if you were to hire an agency, for an example, you would need more people, and more people will cost more money. And that means the end customers have to pay more to cover up that cost, right? This is where software comes into picture, where that software replaces a good number of humans. Software can never replace humans completely, right? You still need person, but that one person can now manage more things as compared to what they were doing earlier manually. So now the cost for the agencies goes down, the cost for the companies go down, and then the softwares, their accuracy is 100%, because they are just a set of instructions that are running, right? So the human errors is almost zero at that stage. So this is where software as a service is so beautifully organized, because it helps people to lower down their cost. It helps people to lower down the overall operations workload, and at the same time, able to help companies to scale up at a very, very rapid pace. Because once you have coded, once you have things on a great AWS structure, you can scale up to infinity.
Yeah, exactly. And also SaaS ka like kafi impact, ek tarah se creators पे भी काफी सारा पड़ा है, बिकॉज क्रिएटर्स की सास की वजह से काफी इजी लाइफ हो गई है. एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू यू, आने वाले और भी टाइम में हाउ यू क्रिएटर्स की लाइफ को लाइक कैसे इंपैक्ट करने वाला है, अगर एक तरह से देखो तो क्रिएटर इकोनॉमी को हाउ सास विल बी इंपैक्ट, बिकॉज इससे काफी इजी हो जाता है क्रिएटर्स के लिए फॉलोइंग को मैनेज करना, या फिर उनको एक तरह से चैटबॉट्स हुआ, ईमेल मार्केटिंग जो ऑटोमेशन सॉफ्टवेयर होते हैं. एंड ऑल्सो बहुत सारी चीज हुई, एक इंस्टाग्राम का लिंक्डइन बायो देख लो, ऑल्सो देयर इज अ SaaS प्रोडक्ट. तो हाउ कैन इंपैक्ट ऑन क्रिएटर्स लाइफ इज अ SaaS प्रोडक्ट?
नो, इट विल, इट इंपैक्ट्स एक्चुअली बोथ द क्रिएटर्स एज वेल एज द SaaS कंपनीज लाइफ, राइट? बिकॉज़ कंपनीज हु आर बिल्डिंग SaaS आर बिल्डिंग इट फॉर क्रिएटर्स, दे आर बिल्डिंग इट फॉर स्मॉल बिजनेस ओनर्स, दे आर बिल्डिंग इट फॉर मिड साइज कंपनीज, राइट? सो विदाउट देम ऑनबोर्डिंग, a SaaS company will not survive, because building up softwares is not a cheap process. Finding good people to build SaaS is very expensive, very, very, very expensive, right? So at that point of stage, it's a win-win situation for both of them, because if you were to do a certain task manually, it will take you a lot of time. You will be unorganized, versus if you end up using a software, it will save you time as a creator and you will be able to produce more. So that's why I gave you an example of, let's say, running Facebook ads. So let's say if you are that one person army, instead of managing one brand, you can now manage five brands, right? You're spending the same time. There are only 24 hours that we all have, right? Now, the reason why one person is more successful than the other person is because the first person utilizes his 24 hours in the best optimal optimized way. Now, the second person doesn't optimize their time. So if a certain person is able to do 5 hours of work in 10 minutes, that is because of that process that they have developed over years that combines software and that along with their intelligence and their process, right? Now, the ones who's unorganized, they're trying to save pennies, right? I always say that software is never an expense, it's an investment. So if you change that thought process of yours, and if you start investing in good softwares, you will see the amount of time you save would be immense. For example, you're using Zoom right now, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine if we were to do this interview offline at a certain place. Now that requires a lot of time management,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The second thing, it will require the one person to travel plus the equipment, all of these things. So one interview will end up costing you a lot more than what you'll potentially make in an ROI out of it, right? That's not the case today. With Zoom, it becomes a lot more easier to manage things, to organize things, to set up meetings. It saves time, right? Without affecting the quality of the discussion at any point of stage, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely, nothing can replace human interaction, like one-to-one offline human interaction. But then again, you don't need to do it all the time either. So that's how softwares can be so incredibly powerful that once you start treating it as an investment and not as an expense, it can be an expense in your accounting books, but theoretically and practically, it should be treated as an investment. So that change of mindset and thought process is what helps one person to succeed more in those 24 hours and one person not to succeed at that level of pace than the other person. This is the difference why people keep saying, hey, how are you able to go from that such a time? That's because of process. If I'm managing so many things right now, a big piece, that is because I have built a great process. I have the required software with me, help me with that process.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, like software, ये like सबसे बड़ा चीज like अभी मुझे honestly because software में कभी भी ऐसे money like वो नहीं होती. I think software में करना एक तरह से investment ही होता है because you are saving time and काफी और भी सारी चीज होती हैं जो आप सॉफ्टवेयर में बहुत सारी चीजें मैनेज कर सकते हो. इट्स लाइक अभी मैं जैसे ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के साथ करता हूँ, आई एम लाइक 9 to 5 गाय, तो वहाँ काफी सारे जैसे प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजमेंट हुआ एंड एचआर मैनेजमेंट, ये छोटी छोटी चीज होती है ना, इतना सारा टाइम कंज्यूम कर लेती है छोटी छोटी, तो उनकी बहुत अच्छे से लाइक वहां पे मैनेज कर सकते हैं. टाइम की सेविंग भी है और ऑल्सो बहुत काफी और भी सेविंग्स है. सेम लाइक उन क्रिएटर लाइफ, क्रिएटर्स की डे टू डे लाइफ में बहुत सारी ऐसे सॉफ्टवेयर ऐसे चीजों की नीड्स होती है जिससे वो काफी फास्टली चीजों को मैनेज कर सकते हैं, ना कि टाइम भी सेविंग हो कि जो मतलब ग्रोथ हो वो भी 2x हो जाती है. अगर ग्रोथ 2x करना है तो ऑब्वियसली है कि इन्वेस्टमेंट तो करना ही पड़ेगा. इन्वेस्टमेंट अगर
विदाउट गेटिंग सॉफ्टवेयर्स इट्स वेरी 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 हार्ड टू ग्रो.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm honestly, I'm totally agree with ki growth chahiye to investment karna padega. And also, many like bahut sari industries mein abhi SaaS grow ho raha hai and kaafi industries mein yahan pe abhi itna SaaS nahi hai. Aise someone guy jisko SaaS product start karna hai. So, what are the some industries yahan pe abhi SaaS ki need hai but itte products nahi hai available?
I wouldn't call it that way today. Building up softwares have become a lot more easier because of open source, because of resources available, which wasn't the case a few years ago. And the amount of contribution that's happening in open source is very large, right? Big, large corporations today are building libraries. So for example, Facebook has been investing on React.js for years now, and that has helped so many companies today because all the modern applications today are built on React.js.
Yeah.
So it all comes down to the idea that you have, right? And I always say this, that don't look out for problems. The problem already exists in your own life, in your own process, right? Mm-hmm. Try to see what part of the process is very taxing for you. It's very time consuming and how frustrated you are with that particular process, right? And then look out for softwares around it. If you don't find many, there you go. You have an idea in place. If you find there are some of them that exist, but they aren't doing a good job, you can again improve. You don't have to just keep on looking for a fresh idea all the time. You can improve on something that's already been built up and you can provide a better experience to your users, or you can provide and solve the same problem in a much more effective way at that stage. So start looking out for problems in your day-to-day life. PitchGround was born because of our own problems, right? So I never went out there to look for ideas. I have always written down, here are the things that I do, here are the challenges that I face. Here is where I'm spending maximum amount of time. And that's how I try to automate. So I always tell this to my team. For the first few weeks or a month, do that stuff or do that task manually. See the frustration that we are feeling. And then start looking out for a way to automate that, right? So if it's something is taking 8 hours, how can we reduce it to 1 hour or 30 minutes, right? But you need to understand your own problem first to find the best solution or to build the best solution.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, honestly. Because and now, like, abhi ka jo internet ka jo era hai, usme har insaan ko obviously timing ka issue hai, because everyone want to be so fast. इतनी सब कुछ फास्ट चल रहा है तो एवरीवन सबको टाइम सेव करना है तो देयर वाज लाइक वेरी गुड एंड आल्सो इफ यू सजेस्टेड सम ऑफ द SaaS प्रोडक्ट्स फॉर क्रिएटर्स कि जो काफी क्रिएटर्स को यूज लेना चाहिए व्हिच इज लाइक हैव टू मस्ट इन्वेस्टमेंट इन द इनिशियल टाइम
आई थिंक इट इज वेरी सब्जेक्टिव आई डोंट वांट टू नेम एनीथिंग स्पेसिफिक बट द रीजन बिहाइंड दैट इज वी ऑल हैव अ डिफरेंट वर्कफ्लो We all work in different industries. So the software that I might recommend might not be useful to you. And software that you are using might not be helpful for me, right? Because the industry is very different. The workflow is very different. We are dealing with different kind of people, different sort of customers. So our workflows are very, very, very different. So this really varies depending upon your own set of problems. So I wouldn't name anything specific. Again, it just go out there, Google, and you'll find plenty of softwares out there that will solve your problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honestly, exactly. Because copy, if they specifically filled, अगर हम देखें तो like creators में काफी सारे होते हैं जिनमें like सर्च करना एक तरह से इजी होता है डे टू डे लाइफ रेगुलरली यूज होते हैं एंड आल्सो अबाउट ऑफ यू आर ऑलरेडी रनिंग अ गुड SaaS कम्युनिटी एज वेल एज रनिंग मेनी ऑफ लाइक कंसल्टेंट ऑफ द मेनी SaaS प्रोडक्ट SaaS कंपनी व्हाट आर द सम कॉमन मिस्टेक व्हिच इज जो SaaS प्रोडक्ट्स में जो जनरली लोग करते हैं व्हिच इज स्टार्टेड न्यू SaaS प्रोडक्ट
So you're talking about the SaaS founders.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is trying to rush. I have made this mistake in the past. No one was there to tell me. But when founders come to me, I tell them this. Don't rush. Take some time, right? Don't try to rush into things ever. Take your time to build things. Do it properly, right? Treat it as a proper business. And it's okay to wait for things because the last thing you don't want is to have angry customers, right? Again, I've made this mistake in the past. So that's why I'm like openly sharing it because I believe life is too short for making mistakes. You need to learn from other people's mistakes. That's the only way you can effectively grow in your life, right? So in this case, I would say like, don't try to rush, right? But again, try to build a minimum viable product. Don't try to build everything. This is another mistake that I made in the past where I wanted to build the world's best application. So I just kept on building and building and building and building and building without realizing that I have to sell as well, right? Then only to realize that I have built so much that the industry has changed by then. The need of people has changed because software industry is probably the most innovative industry and you have to constantly evolve based on time. Because the requirements of people are changing crazily every single day, right? So don't make that mistake. Start with a minimum viable product, but make sure that your minimum viable product is top notch, right? It can do just one thing, but it has to be the best at doing that one thing. Then build the second thing slowly and sturdily. That's how you need to grow. And that's how you need to do things. And if you execute this part alone, this is going to avoid 80% of the problems for you in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And so honestly, this one is apply for like boss sari, not only SaaS or we copy startups or normal creators ki life and copy sari chizo mein ye chiz apply hoti hai because honestly, in time ke according update hona, not a software, but har cheez mein because abhi ke time har cheez rapidly change hoti hai ki कल पता नहीं रहता कि कल क्या आ जाए, कोई सा और चेंज हो जाए और कोई कुछ और अलग से इनोवेशंस लेके आ जाए, तो वो चीज एग्जैक्टली होती है ना। सो अबाउट ऑफ इट, यू आर रनिंग ए कम्युनिटी ऑल्सो, हाउ हाउ विल बी कम्युनिटी हेल्प फॉर द सास एंड अदर स्टार्टअप्स एंड कम्युनिटी?
So 2021 and moving forward, community and community building has to be the number one skill set if you want to build any product, if you want to grow any brand. Because if you don't build out a community, the trust factor would be quite less. And you will see the effects of building a community after 2 years, after 3 years. So the growth that you're seeing right now is the investment that we made in the first 3 years of building that community. That's why you see us growing at such a rapid pace right now, because when you build a community, you are enabling people to grow together with you. That's what community is all about. Community is not about you building community and then sharing about your product all the time. That's not what community is. And this is a common misconception with most people that, hey, I own the community, now I can sell whatever I want. No, that's not how community works. Community is all about growing together, building together, sharing a journey together, so that when you grow, you have to make an impact within your community in a positive way that they grow along with you, right? It could be in the way of sharing knowledge, sharing value, helping people, enabling them to grow, providing them with the required resources, educating them. Can be different way, because every individual has a different vision of community. But this is the true definition of community, is you have to help your community grow. And when you do that, you will grow by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, and amazing communities की सबसे अच्छी चीज जो लगती है, इन द सेंस कि आपको आपके साथ कनेक्ट बहुत हो जाते हैं। आपने इनिशियल से स्टार्ट किया और आपका स्टार्टअप जो भी प्रोडक्ट है, अगर वो आगे जाके अच्छे लेवल पे भी ग्रो होता है, तो दे नो अबाउट यू कि आप कहाँ से आपने जर्नी स्टार्ट करी थी और अभी आप क्या है, तो दे आर लाइक बहुत सारे एक से कनेक्शन काफी अच्छी अच्छी बॉन्डिंग हो जाती है, और ऑल्सो बॉन्डिंग होने की वजह से फीडबैक्स भी काफी अच्छे मिल जाते हैं लोगों की तरफ से, बिकॉज यू आर शेयरिंग एवरीथिंग अबाउट ऑन यूर लाइक ए फैमिली, हर चीज शेयर कर रहे हो, तो आप फीडबैक्स, आपके कस्टमर ही एक तरह से आपके फीडबैक्स, हर चीज मतलब कस्टमर्स भी हैं साथ के साथ आपके एज ए फैमिली मेंबर जो फ्रेंकली आपके साथ शेयर कर रहे हैं हर चीज, एज ए फीडबैक जो भी, ऑनेस्टली रिव्यूज एंड एवरीथिंग इज ऑब्वियसली, एंड ऑल्सो आई ऑनेस्टली एग्री विथ यू कि काफी लोग एज ए कम्युनिटी को ट्रीट करते हैं जो शेयरिंग ए प्रोडक्ट व्यूज एंड रिव्यूज, एंड दैट्स वाई कम्युनिटीज में काफी में लोग मेंबर्स तो बहुत सारे होते हैं, बट इवन उनमें अगर एक्टिवनेस देखे तो 1% 2% पीपल आर द लाइकिंग कमेंटिंग एंड आस्किंग क्वेश्चंस एंड शेयरिंग इच अदर, टू जो अपनी पर्सनल स्टोरीज होती हैं, पर्सनल ट्राइब्स होती हैं, वो बहुत कम शेयर कर पाते हैं। सो अदरवाइज हाउ टू मेकिंग ए इंगेजिंग कम्युनिटी, बिकॉज कम्युनिटी मेंबर एड करना लाइक इतना बहुत बड़ा टास्क नहीं है, पीपल आर कंटिन्यूसली डिजिटल मीडिया इतना है कि आप कम्युनिटीज में लोगों को आराम से ऐड कर सकते हो, उनको जो राइट वन मैसेज थ्रो मेलिंग एनीथिंग एल्स जिससे, बट हाउ टू मेक एंगेजिंग,
जस्ट शेयर वैल्यू, हेल्प योर कस्टमर्स ग्रो देयर बिजनेस, दैट्स इट, दैट्स द ओनली थिंग यू नीड टू डू, राइट? इफ यू हेल्प योर कम्युनिटी मेंबर्स टू ग्रो देयर बिजनेस, ट्रस्ट मी, दे वुड बी योर फैन फॉर लाइफ, दे वुड बी your follower for life, they would help you, they would spread the word for you, because you have helped them to grow their business, right? And that goes very deep in terms of building a very emotional connect with a brand at that stage. So that's why focus on helping them. That's all you have to do. They will grow by themselves and they would help you grow, and you would grow by yourself at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, I'm also... I might invite you and also I know you through the your community, क्योंकि उसी की वजह से like काफी सारे honestly मेरे भी काफी सारे guest या फिर industry expert जो generally जिन लोगों से ज्यादा interaction होता है या जिनका ज्यादा पता चलता है, वो मुझे होने से communities के through ज्यादा पता चलता है, because communities से आप जब associate होते हो तो काफी सारे आपके questions तो चीजों को तो clear हो जाती है, if you are like learner हो आप, तो आपके लिए तो एक तरह से गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी है कम्युनिटी, क्योंकि वहां पे आपको काफी एक्सपर्ट्स मिल जाएंगे जो आपको हेल्प कर सकते हैं, जिनके साथ आप ग्रो कर सकते हो, लाइक बात कर सकते हो, आल्सो इन योर लाइक पिच ग्राउंड कम्युनिटी है एंड आल्सो कपल ऑफ अदर कम्युनिटीज जो सेम लाइक है, जिनमें कुछ कुछ ऑफ कम्युनिटीज जिनमें मैं एक्टिव हूँ, तो वो चीज काफी ऑनेस्टली काफी अच्छी है कम्युनिटीज की, क्योंकि पर्सनल ग्रोथ तो लाइक काफी सारी होती है वहाँ पे, कि पर्सनल ग्रोथ का तो बहुत सारा स्कोप है कम्युनिटीज में. सो अपार्ट ऑफ द कम्युनिटी आल्सो जस्ट लाइक अभी जैसे कम्युनिटी अपार्ट ऑफ द कम्युनिटी यू आर रनिंग लाइक और अदर कंपनी जस्ट लाइक पावर ऑफ हो गई आपकी, जैसे पावर ऑफ
No, so
होस्टिंग.
that I've already made an exit from all those companies. So right now the primary company is Little SaaS Incorporation, which is the parent company. And under that company, we are currently running two brands. One is PitchGround and one is Communication. So Communication is our help desk product, which is our own SaaS. So currently we are running two brands under one primary company. All the previous companies I've already made an exit from.
Yeah, and also I write your LinkedIn bio in PB and guy. What is exactly meaning of it? Why people call you PB?
That was my previous startup in the SaaS space, in the SEO PBN industry space, where PBN stands for Private Blog Network. And I think we were the first ones to really bring that to India, help and educate users. I did quite a good amount of workshops around it, and it helped a lot of companies to grow and rank better on Google. So it's just a strategy in SEO that helps companies to kind of like improve their rankings, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And also, honestly, what's you are doing already? काफी सारी आप सक्सेसफुल कंपनीज रन कर रहे हो. What's your biggest motivation जो always like helping you to level up in your life and level up in your businesses also?
I would say it's our users, right? Today I approximately get hundreds of messages a day, and I never feel overwhelmed about it, because this just means that I'm doing something right and I'm trying to impact people's life, their businesses, in a very positive way. And that's the reason why people are reaching out to me, right? So that is what keeps me going. That is what keeps me motivated. So money for me is always secondary, right? Because I know for the fact that if you're passionate about something, money is just a byproduct of your passion, right? So I've never chased money. I've always chased my passion of helping businesses at all time. And PitchGround has become such a great medium for me to do that, right? Because I enjoy marketing, I enjoy sales, I enjoy helping companies, and I enjoy SaaS. So PitchGround becomes like a dream project for me at that point of stage, that whatever I love in my life to do, I am able to impact that through PitchGround, which I haven't been able to do in my previous startups, right? The previous startups were great. I'm very passionate as an entrepreneur, but that didn't help me to make that impact in businesses the way I really wanted to. That PitchGround is enabling me to do. And that's the reason why I feel like PitchGround is more dear to my heart than some of my previous startups. But this is what keeps me going. This is what keeps me motivated.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I read one of you are made your first product are WordPress security plugin. When you, I think you are cross six figure from this plugin. So
Yeah, I would think I
how?
was 17-ish or something like that when I did that.
Yeah. So what was your feeling when you are just 17 and you are cross six figure? In from
I think
them.
I was very excited to see, because that's when it got me going to learn more about things, right? So while, again, money has never been a motivational factor for me, but it was the process, right? The process has always taught me things, because I've always felt that learning is going to help you. The process is what is very important. And there will be a lot of upsides and downsides. I've gone through a lot of ups, but I've also gone through a lot of downs. But that is what entrepreneurship is all about, right? If every day is the same, it's no fun, right? There's no point of being an entrepreneur if every day is the same. But if every day is a if it's a new day, where it's the day surprises you, whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day, right? it is a surprise. That's what entrepreneurship is all about, right? So when I started at a very young age, with me being a Marwadi, I have always seen everyone around my family doing business, right? So I have been born and brought up in that culture of doing something, starting something on my own, right? And solving problems in the most effective way. That's something that I've always seen everywhere. Each of my family member, all of my aunts, uncles, everyone is in business. Everyone, right? So that has taught me a lot of things without me going and looking things in the book, because I've observed people around me. And that is how it has cultivated a different mindset for me in terms of how to do things in a specific way. So when I built that, I wasn't thinking, oh my God, I'm going to hit six figures or seven figures or eight figures, right? No one thinks about it. When you are 16, 17, you are passionate. You want to do everything, right? At that stage. So I went ahead, I did that, and it worked out great, but then it didn't give me the satisfaction that I wanted, right? It didn't give me the peace of mind that I wanted, because it wasn't a company. It was just a product, right? There's a big difference between building a company and just building a small product, right? So that's when after that, I took some time. I kept on learning, because that was my time to spend more time on learning rather than focusing on money at that stage, or rather than growing at that stage. It was when you're a teenager, this is where a lot of teenagers make mistakes today, is they get fascinated by seeing videos where they see, oh my God, this person is making like $1 million. This person is, I need to make the same. And they get distracted from the fact that right now it is a time to learn. The biggest advantage that teenagers have today is they have time in their hand and they have the resources available, which we did not have about 10, 12, 15 years ago, right? We did not have those resources. I still remember when I was going to my school and colleges, I would leave a YouTube video to buffer at 256 kbps internet connection. Exactly. And then I would come back home, and by then only one or two videos would buffer. That's it. That's how we learned, right? The age of 90s, right? That's how most of the people learned during that era. But today you have internet, you are just a Google away. Back then there wasn't so many information in Google either, right? You have to typically go and buy books, but then books would not give you practical knowledge. There was no way to access any people. Today, you are just a message away from someone's DM. That's it, just a small message away. Reaching out to people is so easy today, which wasn't the case 15 years ago. So today's generation has that time to learn. They have the resources to learn. So spend the time on learning. Teenage time is all about experimentation, learning. Fail as much as you want, right? Because that's a time to fail. Each failure will give you the most valuable lessons of your life that no book, no teacher, no video will ever teach you.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, na abhi ke time mein har insaan har matlab chahe wo kuch hai like youngest age ho ya kuch bhi age ho, but abhi ke time mein the best thing jo sabse achhi lagti hai ki har insaan ke paas itna freedom hai ki wo kuch bhi kar sakta hai, which is you want, like chahe wo lining mein hua ya startups mein hua ya anything mein, like kisi bhi cheez mein, because they have already like itna freedom hai, because now people are aware on the digital media, digital side. Pehle logon ka itna tha ki log aware nahi the itne digitalization ko leke, study ko leke, in cheezon ko leke, but abhi ke time I think everyone is aware on digital media. I think apni meri age ke to like hai hi sab, aapki age ke, and jo purani generation wale, I think wo bhi aware hai is cheez ko leke ki ha it is possible, ki abhi online learning possible hai, ye cheez possible hai. So that is also a good thing. And also honestly, one thing I like on the Marwadi is, because I'm also complete my college degree in from Jodhpur, and they are so helpful. Matlab not only like a family, everyone guy is so helpful. They are like desperate about helping people. And the one thing I honestly notice about the every guy in the from the Marwad, because I live in the 4 year in the Marwad, there were a special thing I noticed. The people are so like very humble and so helpful. Honestly, they are always ready to help you in any way. And so you are talking about, you are belong to the to the business family. According to the how family jo upbringing hoti hai, will be affect on the today's entrepreneurs' lives, jo bhi hote hai unko.
I think that's a great question, and I'll just talk about myself because I don't know how for the people it works out, but for me, it has been the influencing factor for me, right? Because I've seen my dad hustling during the very early stages of his when I was in school, right? And then I've seen my aunts, uncles, them hustling during their ages, where they are very successful they are today, right? After running things for 30 years. So I think that makes a very, very different, that helps you to create a very different mindset, right? And your upbringing matters a lot. It changes your perspective towards things without someone sitting down and teaching you, because when you are a kid and when you grow up, you learn by observing things, how things are happening around you, and you try to grasp that without someone sitting down and teaching you something, right? So for example, when I would wake up, go to school, my dad is already getting ready to head to his office, right? To run his business. And when I would come back, I would see that he's coming late night, right? Working and hustling during the very initial stages. That's when I realized that you got to spend 16, 18 hours a day during the initial stages of your life to build things. Today, even today, I used to spend about 18 to 20 hours a day until about only a year and a half ago. So I spent almost 13 years of my life working for 17, 18 hours a day. It wasn't easy, right? People only see the front end success. They don't see what's happening behind the scene, right? So now I spend about 12, 13 hours a day still working, and I can still push myself further, right? But then I also have to maintain like a nice life and work balance at the same time. So this is so very important. This is something that only your upbringing, your culture, your mindset would be around such opportunities or such challenges or such cultural things is when you see people around you doing the same.
Yeah, I think that's great. And also, what do you think school also maybe make a big impact on entrepreneurs' life and what is it? I read some of the like Gary Vee quotes, school will kill like entrepreneurs.
Believe in all of those things, right? I don't believe in all of those things. If today's school wasn't there, maybe I wouldn't be even here. So I don't believe in that, right? We have to always understand that it all starts with basic. You cannot teach everyone what is entrepreneurship, right? Mm-hmm. When you cannot even do basic multiplication of maths, you cannot do basic accounting, you don't even know what is a gross profit, right? That is important. You need to also learn a bit more about chemistry, science during your initial stages, because it helps you open up and understand things. You need to know a bit of geography. You need to know where is United States located. You need to know where is India located. You need to know how many states are there in India, right? You need to know these information, right? So it cannot be just about entrepreneurship, and just entrepreneurship, right? I don't believe in that, right? If that would be the case, you wouldn't see so many people being successful today. Imagine if everyone was being taught about entrepreneurship since day one, right? So I don't believe in that. I feel like that's a great way to create a hype around a subject, but life is beyond entrepreneurship, right? School teaches you how to be social. That is something that no one talks about, right? Today, a lot of very good friends of mine are doing extremely well in their career. And I'm blessed to have those friends whom I'm connected with even after 15, 18 years today, right? Today, if you need any help, they are in different industry. They can help you connect with different people. Social aspect can only be taught in schools and colleges, right? That's where you start motivating and start cultivating a different thought process, right? You going ahead and speaking on a stage at a very young age, that builds your confidence level, right? Those small things. School teaches you to be punctual, right? You're late a minute in school and you're being asked to stand out of the class, right?
Exactly.
That teaches you punctuality. always remember that this is what entrepreneurship is about, and the schools are teaching it in a very indirect way. They don't have some random entrepreneurship book in your syllabus, right? But they teach you how to be punctual, right? We have exams. It's a great way to test people's mindset, put pressure on them. Today, that years of building up pressure and training you for that 15 years has helped you today to become a better entrepreneur, to handle pressure in a better way, right? This is what school teaches you. So I don't believe for a fact if anyone says, regardless how big or small that person is, saying that schools will be killed. Never. Schools are the fundamental pillars of people who are successful today, right? Do you really think Elon Musk would be Elon Musk without his school education today, right? Do you really think Gary Vee would be Gary Vee today without his basic education today? No, he wouldn't be, right? We talk a lot of crap about our education system, but we have to also understand that the education system is not 100% responsible for helping us build up. We are responsible for our own self, especially once you cross and get into your teenage years. You are 100% responsible for your life. After you complete your school, you have almost 16 hours to 18 hours. How you spend that 16, 18 hours, that's up to you. No one is stopping you from learning. No one, right? Then that's why schools and colleges are very important, because it helps you in various aspects of life that is not just about entrepreneurship today. Right? Entrepreneurship is way beyond than that. You need to handle mental pressure. And I'm glad, like, I'm able to handle any pressure today, right? With very ease. That's because the exams and college pressure that you have to excel helps you in that stress level of issues. Today, no matter how stressful a situation is, I ease it and I take a very eased off decision. I don't rush into taking decisions, right? I would say all of these things have been very helpful because of that fundamental of mine.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, schools like kaafi socialize, and also aur bhi kaafi cheez hoti hain jo schools mein, I think yahan pe jahan se like kaafi cheeze seekhte hain jo aage jaake entrepreneurship mein I think kaafi zyada help karti hain. Like chahe wo exam wala hi ek example liya, many people are बोलते कि एग्जांपल्स के ऊपर काफी लोग बोलते हैं उस चीज को लेके कि एग्जाम्स जो भी नंबर्स जो भी चीज होती है, तो आई थिंक कहीं ना कहीं ये चीज भी काफी जाके मैटर करती है. अगर हमें नंबर्स का ही इनिशियल से अगर नहीं रहेगा बिल्कुल भी, तो बिहेव लाइक पता ही नहीं चलेगा कि व्हाट प्रेशर इज. अगर नंबर का बिल्कुल ही सीन हट जाएगा, लाइक ज्यादा मैटर नहीं करते बट फिर भी मैटर करते हैं नंबर्स. आई थिंक आई पर्सनली बिलीव कि मैटर थोड़ा बहुत मैटर करते हैं जो चीजों को मोटिवेट या चीजों को फेसिंग करना सिखाते हैं. अगर बिल्कुल ही नंबर्स को अगर लाइफ से हटा देंगे तो इट्स लाइक टोटली नहीं बोल सकते कि विदाउट नंबर तो कुछ फेस ही नहीं कर पाएंगे फिर, मतलब वो चीज नहीं रहेगा. आई थिंक फेसिंग वाला इशूज काफी सारे.
इमेजिन इफ देयर वर नॉट स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस, यू वोंट हैव डॉक्टर्स टुडे. रिमेंबर दैट, राइट? So you cannot just sit down and learn about being a doctor just by reading some random books, right? Because it's all about practical stuff. So I don't believe in that. We are just talking about the marketing and sales aspect in the tech industry, right? But there is a whole world outside of tech industry as well, right? That exists. So that is why it's very important to have a nice balance in life. And rather than pushing and forcing entrepreneurship during the school days and college days, I think we should just let them be what they are. I know some of the education part is a bit outdated, but then again, we don't need to rely on schools and colleges either, right? You can start learning things parallelly, just like me. No one taught me entrepreneurship. It came around me and I started observing, I started learning about it, right? Everyone can do the same. It's not that difficult. So asking schools and colleges to do this, I just don't think that's a fair to put that pressure on them, because you have your time. You can do things by yourself as well.
Yeah, exactly. And also, honestly, what I think, and every people now are talking about schools and colleges, they're like, I personally, वो लोग ज़्यादातर I think educational जो perspective है उसी से ही एक school college को compare करते हैं. क्योंकि educational का ठीक है, educational अगर उस चीज को देख ले तो educational को अगर हटा दो थोड़ी इस टाइम के लिए, क्योंकि एजुकेशनल वाला फील्ड ऐसा है कि आप विदाउट स्कूल से भी काफी चीजें सीख सकते हो, बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज अवेलेबल. बट अपार्ट ऑफ द एजुकेशन देखे तो उसमें तो एजुकेशनल सिस्टम काफी हेल्प करता है, सोशलाइज में देखो या फिर हर चीज में. वो इट्स लाइक यू आर सेइंग वेरी राइट कि वो सारा अपने ऊपर डिपेंड करता है कि अपन कितनी उस चीज को यूटिलाइज लिया है, सोशलाइज करने में, फ्रेंड्स बनाने में, या फिर और भी काफी सारी चीजों में कितना उस चीज को सीरियसली लिया है. क्योंकि एजुकेशन तो आउट ऑफ लाइक बाहर भी जाके काफी सारी चीज पेरेंट्स भी कर सकते हैं इन द टर्म ऑफ एजुकेशन, इन द टर्म ऑफ अदर थिंग्स. तो अब लाइक कितना इन्वॉल्व हो रहे हैं, दैट्स आई थिंक बिगेस्ट मैटर. कि अब यू आर सेइंग वेरी गुड वे कि आई थिंक एवरीथिंग इज यंगेस्ट लाइफ में सबके पास आई थिंक फिक्स आवर्स होते हैं इन द कॉलेज टाइम, बट देनो कि हाँ उनको कैसे यूटिलाइज करना है दे आर ऑल्सो भी इम्पोर्टेंट. ऑल्सो यू आर रनिंग द लाइक कंपनी सिंस एज ऑफ 17, तो ऑल्सो यू आर फेसिंग मैनी अप्स एंड मैनी डाउन. एंड कैन यू एलोवेस एलोवेट सम ऑफ द यूर बिगेस्ट फेलियर एंड हाउ टू मैनेज देम एंड
I would say learn from it. Failure is a part of being an entrepreneur. One needs to accept it, learn from it, and then just keep on improving.
Yeah, exactly. Also, because failure, exactly. So, other one is I've already like all questions asked that. All questions. So, I have one of the last questions to you. And what you have like some advice and short brief of your all experience you want to be share in some points.
I give two suggestions. First, keep learning. Never stop learning. Second, if you are in your early 20s, learn to take risks because you're not going to gain anything if you don't take risk, right? Your 20s and 30s, try to work on whatever you can and try to figure out what you want to do in life, right? When you hit 30, you need to know what you want to do for the next 30, 40 years of your life. So 20s and 30s, right? Early 20s to like late 20s. You have 8 to 9 years to figure out, to fail, to experiment, do whatever you want. That's the best age, right? By 29, and the moment you're 30, you need to know what you're doing to get going and stick with it for the next 30, 40 years. Those are the two suggestions that I'll give to anyone who's listening or watching this or listening to this podcast. Just get going, right? Don't think so much. In your early 20s. Just do it. It's okay to fail. Trust me.
या एग्जैक्टली राइट. बिकॉज जब बहुत सारी चीजें करेंगे तभी जाके पता चलेगा कि कौन सी चीज सही है एंड कौन सी चीज गलत है. कि तभी बिकॉज एग्जैक्टली अर्ली 20s में आई थिंक सबसे अच्छा फायदा ये हो जाता है कि बहुत सारी चीजों को अप्लाई कर करके देख सकते हैं. जितनी ज्यादा चीजें आई थिंक अप्लाई करेंगे उतनी ज्यादा ही कहीं ना कहीं चीजें कुछ ना कुछ सीखने को मिलेगा, कुछ ना कुछ मिलेगा ही. चाहे वो चले लॉन्ग टाइम तक, नहीं चले दोबारा एक डिफरेंट थिंग, बट आई थिंक कुछ ना कुछ थोड़ा बहुत लर्निंग्स या फिर एक्सपीरियंसेस कुछ ना कुछ हो गए. ऑल्सो अदर वन इज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन, हाउ पीपल कैन रीच आउट टू यू.
I think I'm think I'm probably one of the most easiest person to be reachable. You can either send me an email at udit@patreon.com, or you can just slide me on my Instagram DM. My Instagram ID is udit_goenka. So just search Udit Goenka in Instagram. I think I'm the only one. So you can easily reach out to me on Instagram.
Do you want to anything share out of there about pitch ground, about anything want to be share for people?
I think if you wanna save money on your softwares, if you wanna build your tech stack, then I think PitchGround is a great platform for you because this will enable you to grab the required software for your own tech businesses. And also, we do amazing webinars where you can learn a lot. These are like 100% powered value webinar, which is 100% free. You can head to events.pitchground.com to sign up, and I'm pretty sure you'll pick up a lot of golden nuggets in every single webinar. So what you're paying for $1,000 to $3,000 for courses, you can get all those info for free because again, we believe education should be free.
Yeah, exactly. And also one more thing I want to I just forget when I talking. I'm honestly I subscribe your one of your I think newsletter is 30 days growth hacks. I honestly I learned a lot. So मतलब मैंने अभी मैं ये नहीं कह रहा हूँ मैंने पूरे नहीं पढ़े मैंने अप्रोक्स 15 के अप्रोक्स रीड किए हैं. Also I add on the level of different or my emails. वहाँ पे मैंने levels करके रखे हुए हैं सारे उदित ग्रोथ एक्स. तो आई रीड लॉट्स ऑफ बट देयर प्रोवाइड होनेस्टली लॉट्स ऑफ फ्री वैल्यू लाइक बहुत अच्छी काफी उनका लाइक जो इनिशियल से है. आई वाज लाइक फर्स्ट डे आई रिसीव आई वाज सुपर हैप्पी कि पहले फर्स्ट डे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट ऑन माइंडसेट या हाउ माइंडसेट इज इंपॉर्टेंट बिफोर द गोल सेटिंग इज इंपॉर्टेंट बिफोर द डूइंग एनी ग्रोथ हैकिंग टिप्स या अप्लाई एनी ग्रोथ हैकिंग स्ट्रेटजी एंड आल्सो आई अटेंड
Mindset is the biggest growth hack in the world. You know, if you change your mindset, you are growth hacking your own life. And when you growth hack your own life, you can growth hack your business very easily after that, right? So I always believe that the glass is half full and not half empty. It's the mindset, right? It's both of them are saying the same thing, but in a very different perspective. One in a more positive manner that I have something left. One, I've lost half. Right, so it's all again the mindset. And if you change your mindset to be, I have so many days left in my life, let's get going, or I have wasted so many days of my life, damn, I don't want to do things. The mindset, right? Have a positive attitude towards everything, towards people. Be humble, stay humble, stay grounded, and keep networking, keep learning. This is the fundamental as an individual. If you can succeed in these things, I think nothing can stop you from growing them.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I have lots of questions on growth hacking, but I skip it because it's already taking approximately 30 and 40 minutes. So that's why I skip this part. I hope we will record some another day if we have some chance on, especially on growth hacking career. So that's why. And apart of it, I'm honestly, I attend one of the one to two, you are recently going webinar, jo aapke chal raha hai wo. I attended Facebook ads webinar. It's like very awesome webinar, honestly. I find very awesome. Some of the, if you honestly guys want to be join their webinars, join their community, I've also put it out link in the bio. If you are a listening on Spotify, so I saw in the Spotify description. If you are watching on YouTube, so I put it out on YouTube bio. You can check PitchGround and PitchGround webinar. You must join the PitchGround. And I'm honestly, I recommended their growth hacking. You must follow there. They are free of cost growth hacking of 30 days. आपका कुछ नहीं जाएगा यार इतने सारे mails हमारे पास आते रहते हैं अगर कुछ mails काम किया जाएंगे तो It's very helpful to us to like growth के लिए काफी उसमें काफी बहुत सारी चीज है not a part of growth hacking but personal भी काफी चीजें हैं जो आपने suggest किए mind mapping से related software हो गया या फिर other चीजों में भी ऐसे and one of the last word for me thank you so much Udit for joining me today and having the great conversation with me. I mean, I really enjoy lots of and honestly I prepare many questions list but when I honestly talking with you in the last moment I forget everything when I talking of because these are some of the questions like on school life and these questions I'm so like freaking interested on this type of questions of related to people are always aware this thing ki theek hai education system ko unhone jitna kar raha hai ki these schools are dead like entrepreneurs and these type of things I really love it to talk about papers on education and education type of stuff I really thank you so much once again for joining and giving your most important time
and, no worries pleasure is all mine thank you so much for having me
yeah
Hey guys, you are enjoying the whole podcast episode and also you are bringing some value from this podcast episode. So guys, never ever miss to subscribe my pet podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast and aap jis bhi podcast pe sunte ho us pe and also guys
never forget to give 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. It's appreciate for me and supporting and your love for me.